Thought it was hot down there, but all of a sudden it's gotten a little bit hotter up here. But anyways, for a few minutes, what's remaining for the time, we'll just take a reading from the last book in the Bible, the book of the Revelation and chapter number 3. Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Just drop your eye back to verse number 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word. And we know the Lord will bless the reading of this passage with what you have already heard. Before you get worried, I realize the time, and I realize where I have read. So you can, similar to John, rest assured I'm not going to take up something extremely deep from the book of Revelation. But I want to just share with you something that I've been impressed with in this little letter that was wrote to the church in Philadelphia. I think it ties in well with what we have been hearing about the Word. And we have been encouraged this afternoon, and we have been challenged about the Word of God. And so this is the commendation that was given to this church in Revelation in Philadelphia. You will find that there was only two churches that were given commendation. There were other churches that were written to, you know that, there were seven of them. And of all the seven churches, all of them were given some sort of a judgment, some sort of condemnation from the Lord, except for this church in Philadelphia and the church in Smyrna. These two churches were given commendation. They were actually given an encouragement from the Lord. And that's what I want to pick up today in the few minutes that are left, this little word of encouragement. Thou hast kept my word. And if you forget everything else about my lineup to help me get through the next 15 minutes, that's okay. But I want you to take these words home with you. Thou hast kept my word. How are you and I doing with keeping God's word? We have been challenged this morning, and that's really what I would like to do. This has challenged my own heart. I would confess that before you very freely. But I want to really challenge us today. When we leave this conference, of one thing that we can put into practice in our life, if the Lord was to take us home today, and we were to stand before him today, would that commendation be able to come from his lips? As I stand in front of him, and as he judges my life before him, would these words be able to come from his lips? Thou hast kept my word. And I challenge myself, could I put more time into reading his word? Could I put more time into seeking the treasures that are hidden just under the surface, that I might be able to find things in his word that will encourage me, that will guide me, that will help me, that might rebuke me, but that I might appreciate in a greater way his word. I want you to just think of a few things with me about his word. I'm going to refer to a few different passages. We won't turn to them, but I will just mention them in passing as we go. The first thing I want you to think about when it comes to the word is the direction that the word gives. I look out over an audience today, and there's a number of young people here. And I would consider myself still a young person, so we're just going to talk as one-on-one here. There's young people that are here today. And while you have come maybe for the social aspect of conference, and that's great, you've been looking forward to coming to see your friends, to see your peers. I would dare say, if you have come with an interest to be at this conference, you have come with some small desire, maybe, something just underneath that's looking for direction in your life. Maybe there's someone here, and you're finishing off the school year, and we're just heading into the summer months, and maybe next year looks very massive to you. It looks daunting as you look at the future, and you think, what does the Lord have for a direction in my life? I don't know which way to turn. I don't know which way He would desire me to go. But one thing I do want is I want to go the path that He wants me to go. And I want to know direction in my life. Could I encourage you? Go back to His Word. Spend time in the Scriptures. You might not get an exact sentence in the Bible that says, go to St. Evex University. Or go move to Ontario and take schooling there. But I'm confident that if you go to the Scriptures, you will find direction. This is what the psalmist found. Psalm 100 and verse 119 and verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What did the psalmist get? The psalmist found that as he spent time in the Word of God, he found this. There's direction there. Life sometimes seems dark. And the path seems dreary. And it seems like there's very little light shed on our lives. But what do we find when we come to the Word of God? It's just like it's that flashlight that gets flicked on in the dark. And all of a sudden, everything that hasn't been able to be seen now becomes visible. And we begin to see that there's direction. And as we go to the Word of God, we will find direction from the Scriptures. Maybe there's someone here and you're seeking direction as far as a partner in life. Maybe you're wondering who it's going to be. Maybe you're wondering, is it going to be anyone? Where do you think you would find direction for that? You say, well, TikTok's a pretty good place to find direction for a lot of things. There's some good videos on there. I know I'm being funny. I'm trying to keep you awake. You will not find the direction that you're looking for when it comes to a partner in life anywhere else than from the Word of God. I'm not saying that you can't go to Christians that you have confidence in and seek guidance from them. But ultimately, the place that you need to go for direction when it comes to a partner in life is you need to go to the Word of God. Thou hast kept my word. I could go down through a list of things, but the point I want to get across to you to this is, as we go to the Scriptures will give us, without a doubt, clear and concise direction when it comes to the path that God would have us to go. Not only direction from the Word, but I want you to think about the desire of the Word. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. There's possibly Christians here, believers here, that have just been saved not too long. And I would say that as they read the Scriptures, it's just like that young child taking that bottle of milk. And you cannot get enough into that child. And the child is just laying there just loving every moment as they take that milk, as it meets every single need that that young child has, as it's just been brought into the world. And so there's young believers here. What you need to do is you need to spend time in the Word. There's older Christians here. There's Christians maybe here that are middle-aged. And I don't need to tell you this, but maybe it would do us all well just to have a little bit of a reminder. How is my desire as I go along? We've just been hearing from our brother that it seems like maybe life gets a little bit difficult and things become discouraging. And life seems to suppress itself on us, and we begin to find ourselves stressed, and it's consuming us. And it's so hard to open up the Scriptures, and it's so hard to seem to get our minds focused. But could I encourage you today that whatever situation you find yourself in, there's something about going back to the Word of God, even amongst difficulty, even amongst temptation, even amongst trial. That it's just like that young child takes a drink of that milk, and there is absolutely everything that you and I need as believers in this Christian experience found in the Word of God. So I encourage you today, while it might seem daunting, while it might seem like it's the last thing that you're able to do, amidst the darkness of the day, amidst the cloudiness of your life, thou hast kept my word. I want you to think not only of the direction and the desire, let's go to the delight of the word. Wasn't it the psalmist starts that great book that we have? Psalm chapter number 1. We're not even into the chapter very far. And we get the delight that the psalmist tells us about. What does he say? But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. How is it going when we read the Scriptures? Is it a drudgery? Is it difficult? Do I do it out of duty? Do I do it out of guilt? Or when I pick up the Scriptures and I read them and I spend time in them, is it a delight? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. I just take a very simple principle from that verse. In his law doth he meditate day and night. And if there was ever a time that our schedules and our lives have become busier than they have ever been, it's this era that we live in right now. And the pressures from society and the pressures from the world and the pressures from work and the pressures from you fill in the blank, they're constantly suppressing us. And yet there's a delight when we get those moments that we can spend in the law of the Lord. I know there's people here, there's Christians here, there's believers here that can go back to moments in their experience when there were real times when they took those moments and they spent them in the Word of God and it gave them just what they needed to get through the day. It gave them just what they needed to get through the circumstances. And they appreciated this. When I spend time in the Word of God, it's a delight. Doom scrolling is no delight. As much as we might find ourselves doing that, doom scrolling is no delight. It's the title itself gives us that. We get off of that and we find ourselves feeling empty. But how many times have you spent time in the Word of God and you've come away empty? I think you would have to agree that the moments that you spent in the Word of God have never been wasted moments. They have never been times that you regret. They have never been moments when you said, I should have never done it. I should have occupied myself with something else. These moments that we spend ought to be a delight for us. I had a few more, but I want to just go to the dedication to the Word. This is really what got me started on this, or got me thinking about this, as I read about this church in Philadelphia. While things were difficult, and maybe there could be the implication that they were a small company of believers, but there was this one thing that the Lord wants to encourage them about. He wants to praise them for this. He wants to give them credit where credit is due. It's this. They have kept dedication to His Word. If there's something that I could challenge us with as we leave this Pugwash conference, and as we go out our separate ways, and we go back to the humdrum of life, and we go back to our regular schedules of work, and of life, and of duties in life, could I just challenge us with this? You make it one priority. You make this your sole desire, that above everything else, I want to have this commendation spoken to me in a future day. Thou hast kept my word. I think there's a number of people here that would know this individual. I would say he's a contemporary Christian artist, and I believe. I would say this gentleman possibly hit the nail on the head when he wrote these words. His name is Forrest Frank, and he wrote these words. Listen now. We've got dust on our Bibles and brand new iPhones, and we wonder why we feel the way we do. We've got dust on our Bibles. We've got brand new iPhones. And we wonder why we feel the way we do. I'm not here to bash technology. I'm not here to bash social media. Other than to say this. I'm afraid, and this is personal as well, that social media and technology is getting the larger portion of our life. I could be wrong. You can take me aside after if you feel that I'm wrong. But as I look out over a younger generation and over a generation that is dealing with this situation, how are we going to survive as Christians? How are we going to make it through to the finish line if what we are focusing on and spending our time on is that very thing? That's exactly what the devil wants. He wants our time and our focus to be on that. And before we know it, what planned to be a 2-minute slot is a 2-hour slot. And what we plan to be a 20-minute slot for the Word of God begins to be a 20-second slot. Could I challenge you and me today? Let's go away from this conference with one priority in our mind. I want to be dedicated to the Word of God, that I might receive that commendation from the Lord in a coming day, just like this church in Philadelphia received. Thou hast kept my word. I will repeat again. It will not be wasted time that is spent in the Word of God. May we go away today encouraged to dedicate the Word of God to our lives, that it might guide us and direct us in the days to come. Thou hast kept my word.